I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. Yale's Play to Prevent video game lab has developed a card game that helps young black women make the right choices when it comes to reducing the risk of HIV. One Night Stand is a humorous role-playing card game where players navigate the sometimes difficult world of dating. As the players learn more about potential sex partners, they're challenged to make responsible choices, things like insisting on condom use and saying no to sex in risky situations. Kim Hefia is the deputy director of the Play to Prevent Lab. She says these topics are often hard for people to discuss face-to-face.
So if you kind of make a game about these kind of difficult topics to sometimes talk about, then the conversation kind of just opens.
The game is designed for black women ages 18 to 24, a group that doesn't engage in more risky behavior than other groups. But according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, acquire HIV and sexually transmitted infections at a higher rate than almost all other demographic groups. The content and situations presented in the card game were developed with the help of focus groups, consisting of young black women from New Haven and Bridgeport. Kim Hefia says a pilot study of 21 women who played the game was encouraging.
They saw themselves playing this not as an intervention, but just as a card game, like just as a fun card game, which was really kind of what we were trying to do. Out of the 21 women, 5 of them talked to their partners about getting tested for HIV, and 4 of them actually got tested.
Yale's Play to Prevent Lab plans to eventually distribute the game to community groups and in dorm rooms, and ultimately create a multiplayer video game version of One Night Stand with more dateable characters and situations. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.